This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Goes to Jackson Davis with three, with two. Wiggins drops the ball, picks it up, steps out, deep three on the way. Good for Wiggins. And that silences an 18-0 run for the Cavaliers. Wiggins didn't have time to think about that. Just shoot it.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
It is the final half hour. Sterling Bennett, Dan Devone, Cam Williams producing today as the Golden State Warriors lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavaliers go to 10-0. The last time a team got off to an undefeated start like this, you have to go back to the Golden State Warriors and that 24-0 start to a campaign in which Luke Walton coached the majority of those wins. That was when, if you recall, Steve Kerr was out with that bad back. But the Cavaliers have certainly made a name for themselves, and this isn't anything new. This is a team that was besieged with injuries of a year ago, but they went into the second round of the playoffs, and so they get the perfect coach in Kenny Atkinson. As I talked about, a tremendous balance with an inside-out game. The presence of the rim protectors and the athletes that they have, and Allen along with Mobley, and then the shooters with Darius Garland, and this guy Dean Wade, and of course we know what Donovan Mitchell can do. So a perfect storm where the Cavaliers were well rested, ready to go, and the Golden State Warriors on game four of a five-game road trip in which they wrap up tomorrow against Oklahoma City. So, Sterling, my man.
Yes.
Any excuse for me to play that bang, bang from 8 years ago, which we're going to get into in a matter of moments, but do you have a favorite Steph Curry? And by the way, for any of those in the final moments here, if you have a Steph Curry moment that you want to share with us, either call or text 888-957-9570. But Sterling Bennett from the Red Planet, what is your favorite Steph Curry moment?
My favorite Steph Curry moment, albeit it's not against the Oklahoma City Thunder, actually goes back a couple years when they were playing the Knicks, Madison Square Garden, when Stephen Curry broke the three-point record. Now, obviously in itself, historical. It is a capping off of the greatest three-point shooter of all time in NBA history and what he's done throughout his entire career and still doing to this day with the Golden State Warriors. But selfishly for myself, that highlight almost didn't air over the airwaves of 95.7 The Game. And the reason why it's my favorite is because of what was happening behind the scenes with the radio and whatnot. So to give people some insight into what happens behind the glass, we connect to Madison Square Garden. We have the engineers at MSG and whatnot, and we're all kind of waiting around, okay, how's this going to work? And the connection's going in and out all throughout pregame. And we're sitting back like, we may not get Curry's highlight if it doesn't play. And I go to our wonderful boss, Matt Dehesian, and I'm like, hey, Matt, like, we don't have a backup for tonight. This may not play. So we're sitting there with the Knicks on the phone in case the radio goes out, and I can pod up the phone. So all you hear is the dial tone, and then it clicks on, and the radio is on it. So we were sitting there, bated breath, holding on by a string, and thankfully the radio and the connections all worked out, and you know, kind of figured itself out over the air and whatnot. But that radio call almost did not play over the airwaves 95.7 The Game. And if it didn't, and if the radio went out, it was going to be a phone version of that highlight. We repeated over and over and over again. But thankfully, things played itself out perfectly.
And of course, Sterling Bennett, who for years was the guy behind the scenes that made it all happen as the producer of Warrior Basketball. And I had no idea. I had no idea that one of the most momentous, if not right at the top of the list in terms of the accolades for Steph Curry, almost was a complete debacle here.
It would have been phone calls and yells and screams, and it would have been not fun. But thankfully, the weather was good and everything worked itself out because we were all a little worried. This is not going to go well for us.
When I was doing, I did a little play-by-play, and as a very young man, one of the first games I did were for the Chaminade Silver Swords in Honolulu, Hawaii. Hi, good everybody, and welcome to, I forget the name of that gymnasium. It sat about, I don't know, 40 people. But I used to do Chaminade basketball, and they were playing North Carolina State, which for them, they had a big tournament out in Hawaii every year. But same thing, we had radio issues, and they had to do it via phone, and I did the whole game on a rotary phone. I was holding the receiver, talking into this thing, calling a play-by-play contest. But my favorite Steph Curry moment, Cam, are we ready? Without further ado, bring it home.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Stephen Curry continues, and he ties the NBA record with his 12th three-pointer of the game.
That was it. That, in a lot of ways, because it was significant, no one was shooting from the logo like that.
No.
Now you get guys who launch like that. You know, Dame Lillard, I didn't want to say was in the league at the time, but that, he just, again, and we know this, we talk about it, how they changed the sport, but nobody shot from distance like that. And of course, I'm referring to, that wasn't even a playoff game. That was a regular season game in February back in 2016, when the Warriors are still making a name for themselves. And he launched that thing on a nationally televised contest in the closing seconds. And I remember when he released it, in a weird way, because we hadn't seen shots like that by an NBA basketball player, aside from that of somebody throwing, you know, a Hail Mary at the end of a shot clock or the end of a game. And that wasn't as though he had to throw it up. That was sort of like the design shot. He had some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to sort of get a little bit closer, but it was the comfort with which he shot it. And it was one of those that you felt as a Warrior fan that's very, very, very much within his range. And when he knocked that thing down, there was just, I think it just sort of changed the landscape. And the Warriors, that's exactly what the Warriors did as far as bringing this brand of basketball to that of the NBA and shooting threes. Not only shooting threes, but shooting threes well, well beyond the arc or the stripe, as they like to refer to it.
Well, Stephen Curry, for despite being as old as he is nowadays and, you know, being very much a decade plus into his NBA career, he still is one of those players that as soon as he crosses half court, you just, you know, DEFCON 5, all alerts are up. Just be ready to go because he will fire that sucker from anywhere. And I think he really is, you know, yes, he's the most lethal shooter in the NBA, in the entire history of the NBA. But even now, when he's in his mid-30s and it's the expected he'll slow down, Father Time obviously is undefeated, but Steph still has some of those bang, bang still in him here and there. And you're just like, you continue to be wowed by a player like Stephen Curry almost every single game because he is so, so special.
Yeah, so the Warriors, the reason why I was playing that is that's where the Warriors will be tomorrow. My favorite, the place where it all went down to my favorite Steph Curry moment. OKC is the Golden State Warriors look to close out the 5-game road trip either at 4-1 or they'll come back at 3-2. Either way, it's a winning road swing for the Warriors who, as we had talked about, now getting tested against some of the best teams in the NBA. And all the action, by the way, can be heard right here on 95.7 The Game. I do want to talk about, just for a moment, as we wrap up the show here in the closing moments, sort of the playoff system as it is currently in the NBA. Because right now, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. When you think about it, like they got to go 1 through 16. And I just happened to be looking at this while I was looking up, you know, the best teams in the NBA, and obviously the Cavaliers at 10-0, and I wanted to find out where the Thunder are. They're at 8-1, but sir, clearly the I don't know. You could right now maybe the Cavaliers are playing the best basketball in the NBA. I still think that the best team in the NBA is OKC, but check back with me in a couple of months. But the playoffs as currently constructed, do you know the Cavaliers at 10-0? And then the Celtics, which lost their second game at the hands of the Warriors just the other night, are 8-2. After that, it's the Knicks 4-4. It's the Hornets are the 4 seed at 4-5. It's the Brooklyn Nets at 4-5. My point is the Detroit Pistons are at 4-6 and very much in the hunt of things. The Orlando, all these teams, the Atlanta Hawks, well under 500 would get into the playoffs if they were to end today. Meanwhile, in the Western Conference, you've got, it is such a tale of two completely different stories. Where the Suns are 8-1, the Thunder 8-1, the Warriors 7-2, T-Wolves 6-3, Nuggets are 6-3, you got the Grizzlies, the Rockets all over 500, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Mavericks, the defending Western Conference champs. There's about four of those teams that would not get into the postseason. Meanwhile, Charlotte, Brooklyn, and Atlanta would make the playoffs despite playing inferior basketball. Your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of gone back to when LeBron James was in Cleveland and in Miami, where they're just running the Eastern Conference, and it was like maybe the Raptors and at times the Celtics and at times the Hawks that were competitive, but nobody ever
such
really
a bad
took
East.
That next step, and it was terrible. It was like that was one of the biggest knocks on LeBron's run in the Eastern Conference. Like, who are you playing that's worth a damn, right? Yeah, can they reseed stuff, but also I'm assuming the NBA was expecting more from Philadelphia and more from Milwaukee, which you hope if those two teams are above 500, okay, they're the third and fourth seed. Like, the Knicks are going to be well above 500 once the year's over with, barring injury, and, you know, you're always going to have some of those below 500 teams squeak in with the play-in tournament and whatnot, but with the way things are headed as of right now, with the Western Conference being so stacked, that kind of feeds into where we were talking about before the year started in regards to this is going to be a tough ride for the Golden State Warriors to be inside that top six. Right, you have Memphis 6-4, and I get it's only 10 games, so this is all going to change once the year's over with, but you know, the Rockets are kind of on the come up. They're young, they're explosive, they're kind of putting things together. The Kings are always giving the Warriors a hard time. The Mavericks are only 5-4 and whatnot. They'll get hot eventually. So, you know, for as impressive as the Warriors' start has been at 7-2, it's almost imperative they've begun the season like this to stay afloat and keep ahead of teams like the Nuggets and the T-Wolves and the Lakers and the Rockets. They need to continue this, and they needed this hot stretch more than anybody else, I think, in the Western Conference to make the playoffs this year.
Kind of like that 18-2 start of a couple of years back where the Warriors really needed that buffer to get through.
honestly, you look at what they've done this year, and I was diving into some of the stats last night. Last year, the Warriors did not get five games above 500 until March 1st against the Raptors. They're already five games above it right now. Last year, it took them until November 20th, 11 days later than they are now, to win seven games. This is the hottest start since 18-2 in 2021-2022 season. This really has been the best the Golden State Warriors have looked, arguably, in the last two or three seasons.
And the big question remains, is it sustainable? I think one of those, at least it went a long way in terms of answering that, was the win against Boston. I think that, again, from a national perspective, people stood up and took notice. Like, what's going on out in the Bay Area? Are they back? Has Steve Kerr done it again with a different way within, you know, soon to be 37 Steph and Draymond now with, you know, the gray beard, literally? Is this a Warrior team that's a bunch of smoke and mirrors? Like, what's happening here? And I think that they really opened the eyes of the country with what was their most significant win. The question still is that you need to see more. I know that, you know, I'd like to give you a quote-unquote better take than that, but it's difficult to drink the Kool-Aid, but there just seems viability here. If I was to say, because last year they got off to a 5-1 start, Sterling, remember? And even at the time, I just felt, you get the sense that it was a bit of a bubble. It was just, yeah, it's 5-1, but really? Is this legitimate? There seems to be a little bit more credibility with this. Now, again, I think the takeaway from the Cavalier game is that the Warriors just simply can't mail it in and win games like they did back in the day, where you're on a long road trip and you're on the back end and you're just going to be low energy. That's just life in the NBA. But the Warriors were so good that they could still win, or at least make a game competitive like that against a team similar to like that of the Cleveland Cavaliers, a very good team. The Warriors could win those games, or at least be in it in the closing moments, just simply because even not at their best and firing on all cylinders, they were still a very, very good team. I think the takeaway for me after last night is, can they afford not to have that sort of high energy, the complete buy-in, the blitzing like they had against the Boston Celtics, the ability to create turnovers, to suffocate, to get that offense going. In order to do that, there's got to be energy. There's got to be high level of intensity, and you have to bring that every game. Well, unfortunately, in the NBA, it's just not going to be there. And that could be a downfall of this team going forward, unless, of course, you want to buy into Nolan Richardson and his 40 minutes of hell, and 48 minutes of hell as it relates to the Golden State Warriors. But that, to me, is the concern, because make no bones about it, that as much as we want to pay attention to shooters and we want to talk about Steph Curry playing alongside GP2 getting inserted into the starting lineup and how clunky and awkward that was, all of this starts on the defensive end for the Warriors this year. It always has, but this year put an asterisk next to it. Even more so in 2024, it's all about defense. It's all about bodies. It's all about fresh guys. It's all about new waves. It's all about different fives coming in and setting the tone defensively, and then having enough Steph Curry, enough Buddy Hield, enough Jonathan Kuminga to get it done on the offensive end. But in order to play defense at that level, there's got to be high intensity. And as was proven last night, that's not always going to be the case in the NBA.
And I think that kind of feeds into why we're seeing 12 to 13 man rotations, deep rotations. One, to keep guys fresh, to keep that high intensity throughout the game. That, okay, you know, if Curry's tired or Kuminga's not cutting it, we have four other guys, three other guys that can fill in and hopefully do a job and keep our older players fresh. But also, some guys are going to be checked out on certain nights, and if they're going to be checked out, you're not going to play much. Hence why you have 12, 13 guys to help you out and hopefully, you know, keep the momentum rolling throughout. And I think we talked earlier about starting lineups and GP2 and this, that, and the other, and how getting a second shooter in the lineup to start games is important for this team's offensive output. Whereas, while I agree with that point, I think what they've been able to do, it really is relying on Buddy Hield and Andrew Wiggins to help, and even Jonathan Kuminga last night, although they lost, to, okay, you can pick us up offensively on certain nights, but we need to make sure that from the get-go our defense is straightened up and buttoned up and zipped up ready to go, because we know we don't really have the shooting to outscore or you know, outgun, if you will, opposing offenses. Like, the odds the Golden State Warriors beat the Celtics with Jaylen Brown are lesser than they were or without him. So, you know, the Warriors, although maybe got, I wouldn't say lucky, it definitely helps not have the opposing team's second-best player out there offensively, but you can tell this team, knowing they don't have that number two scorer, number two shooter, that they have to play better defense, and they are. They're a top five defensive team in the NBA currently, and right now with what they're doing, Steve Kerr's almost had a masterclass so far through nine games, and last night probably being the worst coach game of the year for him, but it's one game of the two they've lost. You point back and you're like, man, what were they thinking? But overall, it's been relatively, you know, an A-plus thus far from the Golden State Warriors on both sides of the ball.
Who do you think, and I know Jonathan Kuminga immediately surfaces, but if, because in order for this to work, even Draymond to a certain degree is you know, he's going to get less minutes. Aside from Steph, and it's good to see Steph not playing and exceeding 30 minutes every game, because obviously when you think about this long term, you want Steph to have fresh legs should you make a run in the postseason.
Right.
But aside from Steph, could there be somebody, and Steph obviously isn't problematic, could it be, I should say, aside from Jonathan Kuminga, could there be somebody that this could get problematic, that I need to get more run or be a bit disgruntled? Maybe the body language isn't there, because at the end of the day, these are NBA players and they want to get their run. Is there somebody that doesn't have, quote-unquote, the buy-in? And maybe that could be, if it's one or two guys, that could create some disharmony in the locker room, if you will.
Again, without picking Jonathan Kuminga, it's kind of hard because he's been one to do that, right? Been upset with his minutes in previous years, gone to Steve Kerr and gone to the brass and Golden State and been like, look, play me or trade me, right? And that's kind of been a large story, you know, a large part of his story in Golden State. And that's kind of why they haven't re-signed him yet to a big contract and you're figuring out his future. But like, nobody else really strikes me as a player that would make it an issue of not playing as much. Maybe you get into a conversation about Moses Moody. He just got paid, but he wasn't playing much last year.
Yeah, and I think Moses Moody is he's the poster child. He's like, if he hasn't complained up to this point, he's like, the hell with it. This is my role going forward. And he's the one guy who could probably tell everybody else, hey, listen, man, this is how we play basketball. Just ask me.
Get in line, right? You can maybe, but he's starting now, Andrew Wiggins. At times, he looks very checked out, and there's been this ebbs and flows to his career, and the last couple of years have been off-the-court issues that kind of plagued him. But when you talk about a player that the Warriors need to be checked in the majority of their games this year if they want to win playoff games or, if you get lucky, go to the NBA Finals, it's Wiggins. Because he is your best two-way player, arguably, on the entire team. He can score you 18 a night, and he can play two-way defense for you and lock down the opposing team's best offensive player. My only concern is that with this 12 to 13-man rotation, it may lead Wiggins to be more prone to slip into the ebbs and flows and kind of take a back seat, but not in the way you want him to Curry and Draymond, you know, being the stars of the team, but taking a back seat into kind of implementing or inserting himself into the game as it kind of goes. One thing with him is that sometimes he just gets lost and kind of just reserves himself. It's like, I'll let the game come to me, whereas you want this more adamant and assertive Andrew Wiggins. That is kind of the one player you'd point to and say that this deep rotation could lead to that being an issue for him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that when you think about this Warriors team, they're all role players. So it's not as though you're disrespecting anybody, because they all basically know. I mean, this is sort of how their career has gone when it comes to De'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and certainly when you're thinking about Lindy Waters and even Moses Moody and GP2, you got to play well to earn your minutes. Otherwise, you're going to come off the floor. And so that's basically how they've cut their teeth in the NBA. This is who they are. And I think it's clearly buy-in on that part. it gets a little bit dicey, and I'm with you. I think that there are a couple of players that you could say, okay, if this is going to work, put a circle around Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins. Like, you know what you're getting out of Draymond, and you know what you're getting out of Steph. And then the rest of the guys are all like, listen, we're more than happy to earn minutes. I'm just, if I'm Lindy Waters, I'm just happy to get an NBA paycheck. And I think that they can all buy in, and they'll do whatever it takes to stay on the floor, including Pajemski. But I think that Wiggins, just because he's got to be a guy that when Steph isn't feeling it from outside, or the offense gets stagnant and you need to score another way, in other words, somebody who can just get to the rim and take you off the dribble, he's one of two guys, him and Jonathan Kuminga, that can create their own. And he's also proven, he's a veteran, he's 29 years of age, he's in the sweet spot. He has got to be a reliable scorer, as he was 2 years ago, and a guy that you can count on that's going to give you double-digit minutes every single night. You cannot afford this year, with all the moving pieces and going 13 deep and trying to find somebody that's going to complement Steph and Buddy Hield, I might mention, but he has got to prove that this isn't just a hot start. And when we say we're holding our breath, it's not only because is this experiment, if you will, with running 13 dudes, getting, you know, serious run, is this going to work? But also, is it going to work long-term, specifically with Andrew Wiggins? Is Andrew Wiggins going to be a guy from beginning to end, be the sort of player we've seen in the first month of the season? Because whether it's personal absences of physically leaving the team, or even when he's on the team, this dude just has a tendency to check out. That's who he's been with in Minnesota, and that's essentially who he's been with the Golden State Warriors. What Andrew Wiggins are you going to get? Can Andrew Wiggins buy in for an entire season? I think goes a long way into determining just how good or bad this team will be.
When that goes into, if they want to play small ball, and they're going to need Wiggins and Kuminga to be that. And you saw last night, this team walked into Cleveland shooting 39% from three, the fourth best clip in the NBA, and they left shooting 30% on the box score. When that happens, when Curry's not having a great game offensively, you need, like you said, Wiggins or Kuminga to step up. And, you know, funny enough, they play the exact same position. They are the interchangeable pieces in the rotation currently. When Wiggins comes out, Kuminga comes in, right? That's what they do, and they are going to be the most important, not just positional group for the Golden State Warriors, but the kind of 1-2 punch they need to pick them up offensively. Kuminga picked them up last night. Kuminga got to the bucket, got some fouls, hit some threes too. Wiggins kind of just faded away into the background. When Curry struggles early, and if you're not going to start the second shooter like Melton or Pajemski, whoever it is, with Curry in that starting five, you got to have Wiggins assert himself into the offensive lineup and hopefully pick them up along the way.
All right, let's plug a couple of shows. I got the 49ers pregame show tomorrow. Me and Lorenzo Neal. We'll see you at 8 in the morning, 8 to 10. Take you right up until kickoff, and then go ahead, talk to us what's happening after the game.
Yeah, tomorrow after the Niners hopefully beat the Buccaneers, me and Kyle Mattson will have you covered from the end of the game all the way to 3 o'clock with overtime, reacting, taking your calls, then leading into the Golden State Warriors game against the OKC Thunder with Cam Williams behind the board and Mark Grandy with pre- and post-game tomorrow night.
There, you're all set. Starts at 8 in the morning with me and Lowe. Stay with us throughout the entire afternoon, capping it off with the Warriors and OKC. For my man Sterling Bennett from the Red Planet and Cam Williams, this is Dan Devone. Until tomorrow, saying enjoy the rest of the day, everyone. So long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.